Chapter 4. The Famous Writer. Readers wrote to Dickens asking him not to kill the character. All around the country, people cried when they read her death scene. Charles and Catherine had a second child, Mary, before the 24th and last part of Oliver Twist was published. His work was more and more popular, but Dickens still worried about money. His parents were a part of his life and not always a welcome one. John Dickens' money problems continued, and he still asked his famous son for money. He even tried to borrow money from some of Dickens' friends. Finally, Dickens paid for a small house for his parents in the south of England and gave them a little money every year. Oliver Twist was not finished until November 1839, but Dickens started to publish parts of a new book before that. Again, the title of the novel was the name of the main character, Nicholas Nickleby. Again, part of the book came out every month. Readers were happy to receive a new Dickens story, and the first part of Nicholas Nickleby sold 50,000 copies. In Oliver Twist, Dickens used the story to give his opinion about conditions in workhouses. In Nicholas Nickleby, he attacked bad schools. The subject came straight from the news, and Dickens had strong feelings about it. At the time, there were some very bad schools. Some of the worst were in Yorkshire, in the north of England. These schools cost money, but the conditions were terrible. Schools sometimes gave their pupils no holidays. The children lived at the school all year. People often sent children there to get them out of the way. The schools were like prisons for children. Before he began the novel, Dickens visited a few Yorkshire schools with the artist Hablot Knight Brown, Fizz. The writer's real name was famous now, and so he used a different name. In one school, Dickens met a headmaster called William Shaw. Shaw only had one eye, and he was terribly unpleasant to the boys in his school. He was taken to court because of the terrible conditions in the school. When Dickens wrote about a headmaster for the school in his book, Shaw was in his mind. Dickens even gave his headmaster, the terrible Wackford Squeers, one eye, just like Shaw. Great Dickens characters. Wackford Squeers. The headmaster of Dotheboys Hall is a stupid, unkind man. The boys at the school live in fear of a look from his single green-grey eye. His wife, son and daughter are as unkind as he is. In the novel, 19-year-old Nicholas Nickleby is sent by his uncle to teach at Squeers' school, Dotheboys Hall. Nickleby cannot believe the terrible conditions at the school. When one poor boy, Smike, tries to run away, Nickleby saves him from Squeers. In a wonderful scene, Nickleby hits the headmaster in front of all the boys in the school. Nickleby leaves the school for London, and Smike soon joins him. The rest of the book follows their adventures. At one point, Smike is caught by Squeers, and the poor boy later dies. As in Oliver Twist, the ending of the novel gives the reader a surprise secret about the past of one of the characters. We learn that Smike was the son of Nickleby's uncle by a secret marriage. The book was another success, but most people remember the early chapters in Dotheboys Hall more than the later part of the novel. Dickens' attack on the Yorkshire schools was successful too. Not long after the book was published, Headmaster William Shaw's school closed. Most of the similar Yorkshire schools also closed their doors. A third child was born to Charles and Catherine Dickens after Nicholas Nickleby, and the family moved to a nice house in London's Regent's Park. In his next novel, Dickens wrote about another child character, a sweet young girl called Little Nell. At first, he planned a short story in 6 parts, but in the end, it became a novel in 40 parts. The book was called The Old Curiosity Shop, and Little Nell became Dickens' most popular character at the time. The writer was working harder than ever. This time, a new part of the book came out every week. In the story, young Nell Trent lives with her grandfather. He has a small shop, but some terrible characters want the shop. The worst of these is a man called Quilp. He lends money to Nell's grandfather, and soon he takes the shop. The girl and the old man have to leave the shop, and they travel across the country. The girl's family find them at last, but they are too late. Nell has become ill and died. It was very difficult for Dickens to write these last scenes in the novel. "I am slowly murdering that poor child," he wrote in a letter to a friend. It is clear why the sad death of Little Nell was so hard for Dickens, the writer. He was thinking about the death of his wife's sister, Mary Hogarth. The death of Little Nell proved how popular Dickens' novels were. Readers wrote to Dickens, asking him not to kill the character. All around the country, people cried when they read her death scene. In New York, Dickens' American readers waited for the ship that carried the last part of the novel. Some could not wait. "Is Little Nell dead?" they shouted across the water to the ship. Heart of Stone. For many people at the time, The Old Curiosity Shop was Dickens' best book. But for some readers, it is one of the worst. In their opinion, it tries too hard to make the reader sad. Not everyone cried. In the words of the writer Oscar Wilde, a person must have a heart of stone to read The Death of Little Nell without laughing. When The Old Curiosity Shop was finished, Dickens returned to another novel, Barnaby Rudge. It was Dickens' first story about life in the past, in London in 1780. At this time, crowds of people burned Catholic churches and the homes of Catholic families in London and freed prisoners. People were angry at first because a new law made the lives of Britain's Catholics easier. But as law and order disappeared, this reason became less important. For a few days, the city was very dangerous and people lived in fear. The crowd scenes are the best in the book. Dickens describes the large groups of angry people well, showing the real dangers to the city. But the book is not usually a favourite with readers. Again, Dickens writes about one of his favourite subjects when the title character is put in a London prison. Like The Old Curiosity Shop, there was a new part of Barnaby Rudge every week. It is not surprising that Dickens became more and more tired. He became ill and had to go to hospital. One part of the novel was not published for 3 weeks. While he was writing Barnaby Rudge, Dickens, still only 29, made a summer trip to Scotland. In Edinburgh, hundreds and hundreds of people wanted to see the great writer. After he finished the book, Dickens began to make new plans, but these were not for his next novel.